It's great to have you here with me on God Is, and I hope you enjoyed a blessed Christmas. As we move across this final week of the year, I'd like to take today through Friday to go back and remind you of some of what we learned about God thus far. I've been with you every weekday since October 30th, but some of you have not been with us the whole way, and or you may have missed some broadcasts. This is a good week to get caught up, and I hope you'll be with me every day this week. Now, I'm enjoying this time together, and I hope you are as well. If you are listening, would you do me a favor and drop me a quick email just to let me know? My email address will be repeated at the end today, but here it is now, mark@markaswallow.com, mark@markaswallow.com. I highly value the notes that I receive from you, and as we finish the year strong, I'd love to know if you're tuning in. When you write, let me know how you listen most often, by radio or by podcast. And feel free to let me know if you have a question or comment or an idea of how I can serve you better here on God Is. Please write to me today. For now, let me take you back to the beginning as I discussed three convictions I have for God Is. The first is, the Bible is my source for telling you who God is. The Bible is my source for telling you who God is. My perspective on who God is will be formed from within the pages of Scripture. The Genesis through the revelation of Jesus Christ, all 66 books of this Bible tell us everything we need to know about God. There is no other revealing. Everything that God wants to communicate to us about who He is already contained in this book. So I really want to encourage you to read along in the text with me and to measure, test, and evaluate what I say to make certain that it fits with what God is telling you about His own character from the Bible. Don't just take my word for it. As I consider speaking to you about God, I'm humbled. Who am I that I should tell you who God is? Put another way, who am I that I should speak for the living God? How is it that I have any authority to say who God is? The truth is, I am no one special or great. I am only God's servant. The authority is not me. The authority is the Bible, because the Bible is literally God telling us, all of us, about Himself. God reveals who He is. God communicates who He is through the Bible. Yes, you're going to hear my interpretation of what the Bible says about God, but then you will have to decide for yourself whether or not what I say is true. But I am not going to come to you each day with my opinions and ideas for the nature and character of God outside of the context of the Word of God, so that what I say to you each Monday through Friday will be deeply rooted in the biblical text. You are going to constantly hear me talk about the authority and pure power of the Bible for our lives. I'll be directing you into the text every day. More than anything, I want listeners to God Is to know God. And to know God, you have to know the Bible, because the Bible tells you who God is. Anyone who attempts to tell you about God has to have an authority outside of themselves, some authority beyond him or her, an authoritative source for why they say, this is who God is, unless the person him or herself is God, and there are many people who think of themselves as gods. But if we say that we are not God and that God is beyond us, that God is outside of us, then don't we have to have some communication from that God, which tells us with authority who that God is? And by God, I mean any form of quote-unquote God. If you're listening and you are a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Hindu, what do you mean by God? If you're a person of no particular religion, who do you say God is? What is your source? How has this God communicated to you? I also ask those of you who claim to be Christian, because just because someone says to me, I believe in God, that tells me very little about what they actually know of God. I want to be discerning of who I listen to and in what I believe. So I probe for an authoritative source that's feeding anyone any interpretation of God as they define that being. Up front, I'm telling you what my source is for the God who I believe exists. My first conviction is this. The Bible is my source for telling you who God is. For me, there is no other true and reliable source for God. And here is my second conviction. We cannot know everything there is to know about God because God has not revealed everything to us. We must be comfortable or grow to be accepting of the reality that God is a mysterious being. The only truth I can give you about God is the truth that God himself has revealed to you and me both in the Bible. I do not have to, nor do I have permission from God to say any more or less than that. So there will be days when we are considering a passage of Scripture together, and you'll hear me say, I do not know. Or, while this does not make sense to me, I trust that God knows, and I am comfortable and accepting that God said it, and that makes it true. Let me give you an example. On this broadcast, we will deal with the problem of suffering, but I'll only deal with that painful reality as the Bible deals with it. I do not come to you claiming to be smarter than sound and accurate Bible teachers who've come before me. God has not chosen me to share with him some sort of supernatural secret that only I know. Not at all. I believe there's much about suffering that is unknowable. The point I'm making here is that I'm okay with that. We cannot know everything there is to know about God because God has not revealed everything to us. We live with the mystery. Now, that being said, God has chosen to reveal much of himself to us. And this is what I think God does. He tells us what he thinks we need to know. He tells us only what he thinks we need to know. Well, this may bother you because you want to know everything. You might say, give it all to me, God. But it's really quite marvelous that we know anything at all about the living God. And this leads to an important third conviction of mine. Jesus Christ is God, and Jesus Christ is man, so that Jesus teaches us everything we need to know about God and ourselves. As you listen to this broadcast, you'll hear a lot about Jesus. And the reason for this is that I believe that God sent Jesus Christ into the world to live as a perfect human being, to die as a sacrifice for our sins, and to rise again, to resurrect from the dead, so that we who believe in him will also rise from the dead in the future and go to live with God forever. Jesus is the only way to God, and so how we respond to Jesus Christ is really what matters. And here, let me take you to one of my favorite passages in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 says, "And he is the radiance of his glory, and the exact representation of his nature." That's Hebrews 1:3. In the context, he here is Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the radiance of his glory, God living on earth with men and women just like us. And the exact representation, an exact copy, God himself imprinted in human form and inhabiting the earth in earlier times, teaching us who God is. If you want to learn about God, look to Jesus. Read Jesus. Listen to Jesus. Do exactly what Jesus says to do, and do not do what Jesus says not to do. Jesus. You're going to hear a lot about him listening to God is, because Jesus is God. So let's review my three convictions for God is. First, the Bible is my source for telling you who God is. The Bible is my source. Second, I cannot know everything there is to know about God because God has not revealed everything to me. And third, Jesus is God and Jesus Christ is man, so that Jesus teaches us everything we need to know about God and ourselves. You will find as you listen that these convictions come through repeatedly. And so that's how our time together began. And if you've been listening since the start, I hope that you have found that my three convictions have guided me well in sharing with you who God is from the Scriptures. The Bible has so much to teach us, such that I can only make a very small contribution to our understanding of the Word of God. And yet, we have already seen that we cannot know everything about God. And as we discussed all this month of December, leading up to Christmas yesterday, Jesus is definitely God. To know who God is, get to know who Jesus is. Therefore, let me challenge you with this. If you're listening as a follower of Jesus Christ, that is, you have believed in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sin, then as we wind down this year and prepare to start a new year this coming Monday, will you commit yourself to know Jesus more intimately in 2018? I'm not asking you to do this in your own strength. This is not a New Year's resolution, in the same way that going to the gym more would be. Instead, I invite you to put this in the form of a prayer. Ask Jesus how he can help you to know him more in the year ahead. If you're listening and you do not accept that Jesus is necessary for the forgiveness of your sins, then I challenge you to keep listening tomorrow and each day thereafter. Consider carefully what I'm sharing with you and open yourself to God by humbling yourself before him. You might also pray something like this: God, if you exist, then show yourself to me. And a good way to then act on that simple prayer is to write to me. Based on what I shared earlier today, what is your perspective on God? Maybe you do not define God the way I do. So who do you say God is from your perspective? And do you have a source that informs your opinion? Say a philosophy or a holy book that is not the Bible. Maybe a teacher that has influenced your position on God as you define that being. I want to engage your ideas and make this somewhat of a two-way street. So this is my challenge to those of you who are not yet Christians. So again, here is my email address, mark@markaswallow.com. That's mark@markaswallow.com. I'm very much looking forward to your notes. And then, if you would, join me again tomorrow as we continue this year-end look back on our earlier conversations about who God is.